Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun. I almost said bonus episode. It's not.
No, this is a regular episode.
All right.
How have you been since we last spoke?
Exactly. Within the last 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I've been productive today, so I can feel good about that. How about you?
Well, that makes one of us. I wasn't, but I did a few things that I needed to do for self-love, self-care, wellness. Mm-hmm. Like, I got lunch with my family, and yeah, just
that's good.
Watched them on BTS, so that's always a good time.
So apparently the Sheila Bakery and I won't give out locations, but one of the Sheila Bakeries over here.
Yeah.
Has Tong Hulu. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going. And so I went and got one. And they had the strawberry version available, which is the one I prefer. So I was very excited about that. But I'm like, I need to eat this specifically in Korea.
Did you do that today?
I did. Oh, that wow. Today.
That's cool. Look at you.
I did. Yeah. I was influenced by some influencer. I was like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Amazing. I mean, yeah. It's in the name, right? Influencers, they
exactly
influence us to go places.
Superb so. Crunch. The strawberry was actually sweet. Also, the strawberries were massive. Like, definitely GMO strawberries. I'm like, what's going on with our, like, farming system over here? Why is the strawberry as big as my palm?
I gotta be honest. Like, people always think I'm insane when I say this, but I really, 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 really do not like strawberries or strawberry-flavored things. But I think it comes from the GMO strawberries. Because at my first childhood home, like, we had, like, a wild strawberry plant, and it would, like, you could just pick them off the vine in the summer, but they were tiny. They were, like, so small and so sweet, and I think it's, like, the roid rage strawberries are not doing it for me. Like, anyway, I think that's, like, the root of the problem, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to try them somewhere else and see if my experience is different.
Well, and fruit is hit or miss. Like, if it's not in season, it's kind of like, what's the point?
Also true. Yeah. Don't talk to Americans about seasonality in foods. That's a whole different topic.
We're not here to talk about strawberries. We're here to talk about gin.
Yes. So this is episode number 2 of our member series. So we are, in fact, keeping it moving at a slow but steady pace.
Okay. By the time gin gets back, we should have completed everything.
That's dangerous to say, because now that metric is out there. So
we're committed. No promises, but like more than likely, we will have done that.
So yeah, where do you want to kick it off with our worldwide handsome guy, Jin? <let's>
And doing like, this was my concern last time that we were recording, like, there's all this info about Namjoon out there. I was like, what are we going to do when we get to, like, some of the other members that don't have as much, like, info on them? So, like, take a lot of this episode with a grain of salt, which I guess you could do so for the Namjoon episode as well. But a lot of the things we've heard about Namjoon have been repeated time and time again. Jin stories, haven't heard as much. And so, if there's something that's said today that you're like, this is off, let us know. But this is what we were able to find.
Yeah. When we were like in our like prep document, we had some Quora links, and I had the thought like, I never thought I'd be here looking at Quora for legit information, given that we like have had, I think, 2 or 3 episodes about like the crazy questions. But I was like, you know, this is Quora's redemption arc. Some of this seems legit. So
maybe I'm hoping this is some like hardcore Jin stan that has collected this information.
Yeah.
Throughout the years. I mean, they seem to have provided sources as well, like from interviews. So
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's legit.
I was going to say the one article in particular, entry, I don't know. They had like screenshots for everything. So I was like, God bless this person. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's kick it off. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's see. Funniest thing to me in doing this little Jin research was, which I believe we've heard him talk about before, was him like getting scouted by like SM, like way before he was scouted by Not High Big Hit at the time or whatever, and him like running away. It's like, I don't know, that's hilarious to me.
I was gonna say something, but like I don't want the SM stans to like come for me. I'll just say that. Trust that Jin is gonna do what works for him. That's what I'll say.
Anyway, apparently he was in middle school around 15 or something like that.
Imagine being hot at 15. And I'm not saying that in a creepy way, but like if you look at my 15-year-old pictures, like from the yearbook or like, ooh, like in fact don't. I actually didn't exist. I never was 15 years old, right? But like,
that's hilarious.
Imagine being hot enough to like get scouted at age 15. I mean, same thing goes for JK. I mean, I know he was on like a show, but like just imagine being in the public eye as a teenager, because I would be like, no, do not look at these zits. Do not look at my orthodontics. Like, just don't look at me.
Exactly.
Also, jokes on me because I still get zits at 32, but such is life.
I legitimately cannot find this information. I'm like, where did it go? I was reading it. It's in here. Trying to scroll to find it.
Which link was it from? I have them all open. My computer's like chugging right along. I'm curious, like in this first link you sent through, which is just the bts.fandom.com link, it says in 2011, Jin was the first student from his year in the acting academy to enroll in university, as he was accepted early admission to both of the best acting schools in Korea. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I guess you were kind of saying this about Namjoon, but we hear about, like, Hobi and his dancing academy. We hear about, like, Namjoon and Yoongi's, like, crews or collectives or whatever they were part of. But like for me, I mean, maybe I'm like exposing myself here, but like I haven't heard that much about like Jin being in acting academy and like apparently really good in acting academy to be like the first one admitted.
Yeah. Maybe that's why, you know, fans were going so hard about Jin not having acting opportunities, considering that he went to school for it, and probably they were aware that he was like a top actor as well in the program. But I mean, we've discussed this. He changed his mind. Like, things changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's why people were like kind of up in arms about it, among other things.
The fact that he eventually had to come out and say like I was good with it, or you know, like I was focused on BTS or whatever,
right?
But yeah, no, but I mean, like, okay, we have all these clips of Namjoon pre-debut or even like Yoongi pre-debut, like where's Jin's like acting audition tape? Like this is like whatever, respect their privacy, but like this is the content people could be spending their time finding if it's in the public domain, you know what I mean?
It's probably out there somewhere,
right? Exactly. Like you do a showcase or like you're in a choir concert, you know, like those videos are out there somewhere. It's not private, right? You know, so yeah, it wasn't clear to me. Like it says here he graduated with a major in film studies in 2017. Like when I think of like film studies, I think of like film analysis or talking about like the mise-en-scene or like the artistry of like a certain director or some other like hipster stuff. But like versus like drama or theater or like acting, you know what I mean? Like, I just wonder what someone can be. This is a joke, but like, or show me the website, like course syllabus, not his syllabus, but like show me the acting classes and all of that.
Okay, I finally found it.
Yes.
I've just
been shooting this stuff over here. So go for it.
Anyway, very specifically, this article says, well, it's not an article, Quora says he was casted on the street of SM when he was in middle school, 15 specifically, when he was in 8th grade. And he passed the first step of the audition, but refused to audition for the next step due to suspecting it to be a scam.
I do remember him talking about that. I totally remember him being like, I thought I was being scammed at first. I didn't know, like, what he was talking about. But I think there's people that will, like, there's people in any industry that are kind of like, do I have an opportunity for you? And you're like, run. You know, like.
Well, I mean, and just hearing other idols talk about, they're like, the recruiting process that these agencies do in order to get kids to come. It sounds like they literally are like walking up to them on the street in a mall on their school grounds and is like, hey kid, you want to be an idol? Like, get away.
Opens up the side of the van like, I got some candy for you. Exactly. You're like, absolutely not.
Probably not with that voice, but like, you know, the way they describe it, it sounds kind of predatory. So,
well, even in the book, and we talked about this in our book recap episode, one of the three, but JK talks about how like it was one of the other companies, their recruiter person like wanted him to go to a hotel room, like, and I guess that's like normal-ish. I'm not saying it's normal. I don't endorse that, but like,
sounds really weird.
Yeah, like red flags all around.
Yeah.
So kudos to Jen for having like, I was gonna say street smarts, but I'll just say common sense.
Oh God. What was I gonna comment on? I want to hear Jen talk about his study abroad.
That he did. You took the words out of my mouth. I was just thinking about that, but I was like, is it time for this already?
I mean, we definitely can move on to it. Yeah, I just want to hear. I feel like I haven't heard enough about it. Right. We've seen like all these pictures from whatever this trip is, which like, why do we have these pictures also?
Right. Show me the like the school play that's public, not his study abroad pictures, you know. Exactly. But anyway,
I don't know, I'm just curious like what experiences he had on that trip.
I don't recall which link it was, even though I have them all open, but one of the links you sent, his brother sent him a letter like, don't tell mom I was on the computer, but like, hope you're being great in Australia, and like, don't let them beat you up over there, and like, represent Korea well. And I'm like, this is a lot for like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old or however old he was, you know, to like represent your country well while studying abroad. Like, right. Older brothers applying the pressure.
To your point about him getting accepted into like the acting class, I had to look up like, what are the top three schools in Korea that like everyone rants and raves about, like the sky schools. I thought one of these schools was one of them, and it's not, so
no
correcting. But I'm not sure how like prominent Sejong, or I don't even want to pronounce this name incorrectly, but
all the textbooks that the embassy uses are from Sejong. That's why it's like Sejong whatever.
You're right. It
textbooks
is.
Which is probably why it's ringing a bell. So I imagine it's pretty good if the foreign what's it called? I don't know, like the State Department of Korea, let's say, is being like, you know what books we should use to teach foreigners with.
You're right.
Yeah.
But he turned one down to get to the other, I'm assuming. That's what this says anyway.
I'm still stuck on the study abroad thing. Like, I know Namjoon studied abroad in New Zealand, and this isn't about him, but like Jin studying abroad in Australia, like someone out there like had Kim Namjoon and Kim Seok Jin in their respective like middle schools or junior highs or secondary, like, I don't know what they call it in those countries, right? But, like, someone was sitting in class next to foreign exchange student Kim Seok Jin, and, like, I need to know about it. Like, it's not my business, but I'm just, like, I hope even, like, 30 years from now, someone will be, like, yeah. What, even, what about the other, like, Korean students on the exchange? Like, he was in someone's cohort, like.
Right.
I studied abroad in Australia with Kim Seok Jin, the full story. Like, I am living for this 60 Minutes Dateline show, whatever.
Yeah. Someone probably has a story. I just wonder, like, he is introverted. Was he, like, yeah, outgoing at the time? Like, I don't know. I'm just curious.
And again, like, people change so much from when they're, like, in middle school to as adults. So it wouldn't be like, oh, Jin is definitely shy, or, oh, Jin is, like, super outgoing, but just, like, yeah, I studied abroad with him and he was super funny, or I studied abroad with him and even back then when he was 15, like, all the girls had a crush on him, whatever. Like,
right. Anyway, apparently he was scouted during his freshman year at his university, and a casting director from Big Hit chased him after seeing him get off the bus.
So the only thing scarier than running away from someone you think is scamming you is someone chasing you down the street, like,
hey,
hey, come back, where are you going?
Exactly.
Excuse you're pretty, me, can come I talk back to you for a minute? Yeah, the back of your head is ridiculous. Like, that's a deep cut. I don't know if people will remember that, but anyway.
Yeah, you're showing your age with that one.
I know, I really did. I really did. Anyway, let me just wrongly use the laugh crying emoji and fully lean into my millennial stereotypes. Anyway. Yeah. Ooh. I wonder who it was, like, and are they still around? Again, like, the stories I actually want to know, like, do they see each other in the Hybe office building and Jin's just like, hey, what's up? And that person's like, hey. Like,
dang.
At every holiday party, are they like, remember that time you chased me down the street because I was so beautiful? Like,
oh my god, the passing rate to get into this university is 0.05%. One to every 2,000 students. Yo! Anyway, so Jin was exceptional. That's amazing.
There's another thing I want to talk about, and it's not really, like, super sequential, but it came up in a couple of the links, is, like, Jin's family and, like, his background or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a rumor going around for a long time that's since been dispelled, that his mom was, like, Miss Korea or something, and his dad was, like, a mega CEO of Samsung or something, which, like, wouldn't people already know that? Like, I don't see how, if your dad's, like, the CEO of Samsung or even a division of Samsung, like, how you could keep that private for any period of time, but that Jin was this, like, mega rich kid with, like, celeb or super wealthy parents, which does happen a lot in K-pop and in the West, right? We're having this whole thing about, like, nepo babies, right, entering the discourse. So, like, it's not necessarily a surprising rumor, but I thought it was interesting that it was addressed in some of these articles that, like, his dad's company is, like, a supplier for Samsung. And it's still not clear to me, like, is it his dad's company that his dad owns, a company his dad, like, works at? But in one of the, it was the article, the Quora link that had all of the screenshots. There's a screenshot of him from VLive being like, my dad's company is based in Germany. So I had never seen that before. Like, I remember the VLive that the picture was from, but I guess I just, like, missed that comment. But like, did his family have to go to Europe a lot? Like, does he have a lot of, like, international experience? Like, we never really hear about, like, any ties to like, Europe or him going to Germany frequently.
Exactly. And the way they explain it, it sounds like he wasn't super affluent, or from his own words, like, okay, his dad worked hard to be where they are, but way to describe it.
We're comfortable.
Exactly. That's basically what it was. They didn't always have the amount of money that they have now. But because they own a home, and like most people don't like own a home in Korea or like own land or whatever, it was suggested. Like most people are like living in like apartments. And they own a nice sized home. I guess that shows some affluence. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess. Can understand that.
I remember seeing, and this was like years and years ago, some of the early YouTubers. Specifically, it was Eat Your Kimchi, which was this Canadian couple, which I don't want to go into it. They've since, it's a whole thing, but they were talking about like when they were working as teachers in Korea, they would like show their house in Canada and all the kids would be like, teacher, you're so rich. And it was like a very normal by North American standards home. Yeah. So that kind of tracks with what you're saying, just like having a standalone home, period.
Yeah.
Which I didn't focus on that part. I didn't read as much about the property ownership piece that you're talking about. I was focused on like Germany and like, I'm like internet worldwide handsome Jin just like hitting the slopes of the Alps or something and like in Europe somewhere. But
it was cute, like the way they framed it, that Jin's like the youngest in his family, but he had to be like the eldest for the eldest for BTS, which may be why he has such a connection with JK.
I can definitely see, as the older sibling, I can see some of the younger sibling energy that Jin exudes. Like, I think specifically to the fact that he is so, like, playful with JK, right? The whole, like, JK-Jin dynamic is just really, like, younger brother energy.
Yeah.
Peak younger sibling energy.
Like, I miss BTS as a whole, but, like, very specifically, I miss them interacting with each other. Oh, God.
Are there other, like, younger sibling traits that you see in him? Like, because he's just so zany and playful, but, like, that's just his personality. Like, I'm trying to think right now.
I don't know if any comes to the top of my mind at the moment.
I'm thinking of his like gaming obsession, but I don't think that has to do with like sibling level. I think that's just, I have a younger brother who's really into gaming, so I think I'm projecting.
Exactly. I'm thinking of things that like my younger sister does, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a younger sibling.
Right. It could just be that both happen to like video games or something, right?
But yeah, I'm jumping all over the place. I didn't know that he owned a restaurant with his brother together. I missed that.
Yeah.
Is he still?
It wasn't clear to me. I knew his brother owned a restaurant as well. That could be one of those things on Quora that's like, to what extent does Jin actually own it?
Yeah.
Kind of unverified. Because I remember him telling a story about like him trying to give his brother money during the pandemic or something, like when things were super closed down, just to like help him out.
Right.
And his brother like really didn't want to do it and like rejected the offer. Mm. Like he wanted to, you know, I guess do it on his own or what have you. I mean, I think it's pretty common for like family members of idols or K-pop celebs to own restaurants. Like, doesn't Yoongi's brother also have one?
Yeah.
Jimin's dad has that cafe, but it's just common throughout the industry, not just in BTS. So, like, I guess part of me wouldn't be surprised if Jin had some involvement, but I always read it as, like, a separate thing or, like, very hands-off. Like, I don't think he's involved in any way.
Right. Interesting.
I saw that and was like, do we add another place to the list of restaurants? Like, when we go.
We were so down bad. We used like our itinerary.
It looked like like my schedule is it will be like that club, another club, no sleep, but it's gonna be like restaurant, 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 walk around to Palace for a second, restaurant. The one time I went to Nashville with my one friend, I think we went to like 5 cafes in one day, and I was so buzzed. She was like, never again. Not buzzed like alcohol, but just like caffeine buzzed, you know. She was like, never again.
Exactly.
So yeah, we'll be eating like 10 meals a day on our trip.
And this person also brought up something interesting of like Jim and Tay being from the same clan of Kims, which I guess they
joke about that all the time.
I'm just oblivious to things because like there's a clear like screenshot of them talking about this in like a Run BTS episode, and I just I've never noticed.
They brought it up in the episode I was literally watching this afternoon. It was the photo shoot one where Yoongi wins the like good boy rookie artist Jimin like framed print. And they're going around like looking at the photos, and he and Tae are doing this thing about like, you're a Kim from this area, you're a Gwangsung Kim, like, oh my gosh. Or it might have been the video game one, because that one was like right after where they're playing video games, because anyway, it was in 106 or 107. If you want to fact check me, feel free to watch, but they did mention that, and I was like, what the heck, like. And I remember them talking about it before, and this person gave a chart of, like, the last name breakdowns. And I think except for JK and Yoongi, like, all of the other members are in, like, the top 5 most common last names in Korea. But then within each name, I guess people are broken down by, like, geographical region or, like... I almost said your last name on the podcast, but like, oh, you're so-and-so from Florida, or you're like my last name from Pittsburgh. Like my aunt and uncle are also from around that part, or like.
Yeah, I guess. I just never really thought about like the breakdown or them potentially like sharing a common ancestor. I just never like put too much thought into it. So when this person like brought it up here, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. They like legitimately like might be like related somewhere along the line. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I wonder, I think there's a lot of like nuance around that. It would be interesting to like talk to someone really familiar who's either Korean or familiar with Korean like naming customs to like explain that more.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I assume they're like, I was going to say biblical, but that's not the right word. But like if they're related, it's like, 1,000 years ago, you know, like, or 500 years ago, like super distant. Not like my cousin Tae at the reunion, my cousin Jin
Exactly.
You, like, no.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that. Just be like, somewhere along the line, they might have a common ancestor.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if there's like office cliques. Like, oh, you're from this family clan? Like, me too. We gotta look out for each other. Or like, what? What does it mean in daily life, you know?
Yeah. Wow. There's 348 Kim lineages.
But people know a lot about, like, when people talk about, like, and this isn't his episode either, so I'll keep it short. But when people talk about, like, Yoongi being descended from royalty or, like, the Min, like, whatever his clan is, I think that's what they're referring to, is, like, that same thing. But again, like, how does it work? What does it mean? No idea. Can't comment.
Exactly. No clue.
That's another one of those things. I'm like, show me the family tree. Like, not to be in his business, but like, how would we even begin to verify that?
I want to know how Jin maintained like going to school, like physically, in those early years of like BTS history. How? How is he doing that?
Yeah, he's interesting because, like, in his position as the oldest, he started school, like, in a more, let's say, like, traditional yeah. way, and he had more of, like, an on-campus experience. I mean, I'm sure there was some flexibility. Like, there just had to be for logistical purposes, but, like it wasn't, like, a cyber university, you know right. what I mean? Like, and I do remember seeing pictures of Jin. This is me dating myself again as, like, a granny army, but, like, 2017, someone was like, Kim Suk Jin is, like, in my lecture hall right now.
Exactly.
Like, which, again, like, these are the stories I want to hear. Tell me about college guy exactly. Jin. Like, what was the vibe?
Him, like, sharing stories of him not being able to, like, turn an assignment in on time because he has to go, like, perform in Taipei. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The professor's like, it's fine. Like,
hey, this is your 73rd excused absence.
Like, exactly.
Like, I'm sure that they had to, like, work right. something out. Not diminishing what he did, but just acknowledging that, like, how can you be a working idol and, like, in college at the same time? Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion as well.
Yeah, yeah, like, true. I mean,
not as an idol, but, like, just as a working celeb.
Yeah. I mean, the same goes for the other members. Like, JK was in high school, like, that prestigious high school in Korea. Like, how did he, like, I yeah. just don't, how does that work?
I do feel like an arts high school would be more flexible, so like, since so many idols go there, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, they're equipped to deal with it. And maybe, I mean, Jin's program was in, as we were just saying, like, acting, film studies. They're probably used to it as well, but...
Right. And I mean, yeah. I guess, you know, you can do the classes online. Obviously, that's an option, but what do you do when you, like, legitimately don't have time? I mean, they've talked about their schedules and them having, like... maybe 4 days off a year. When do you find time to, like, put school as a priority?
Even when you look at those schedules they just released recently, like, a day in the life of, like, a superstar member versus a day in the life of, like, ordinary guy, whoever, yeah. you know, like, their sleep schedules are from, like, 5 a.m. to, like, 9 a.m. like, anyway, my point was they're not sleeping very much and definitely not a traditional schedule, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like now, like, in the 2022 and 2023, if they were like, okay, your schedule's, like, more flexible, you should go relax, I'd be like, I'm sleeping from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. to make up for all the years that, like, I was functioning on, like, half an hour of sleep.
I do not blame them for them having, like, a 9, 10, 11 hour sleep schedules on their ordinary guy days. Like, yeah, take that time off. You're good.
Good job. Yeah. You know what, Jimin? Stare at the wall. No thoughts had empty for 3 hours. Perfect. Yeah, right?
Exactly. Like,
yeah. I can't... Yeah. It's amazing that he... I wonder, when did he enter? Did he enter... Did it say 2011? Is that what they said? Mm. He's a year younger than me, so that would track.
I didn't see the year.
I think that's what the fandom link said. I accidentally closed all the links, so. Anyway, assuming that he did enter in 2011, and he graduated in February, like, 2017, it did take him a little longer, but, like, the fact that he finished at all is, like, impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, while living an uncertain, like, trainee life, like, imagine the stress. Actually, yeah. Rather than post-debut, imagine the pre-debut stress where you're like, I'm learning how to dance. I'm, like, taking vocal lessons, trying to look cute, right? Not sleeping at all. And I'm in college. Like, for what? I would be, like, college stress plus, like, idol trainee stress. Ooh, like,
he's gotta go.
Emotional damage, yeah. Like... It probably got easier, actually, after he was an idol, because at least there was something, like, confirmed rather than living with so much certainty. Or maybe it was just difficult in a different way. Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, cool, I'm in this group. I'm finally earning money. I don't have to bring, like, silverware and food from home.
But even then, I saw some TikTok, and it was like... some compilation of when certain idol groups started earning money after debut. And of course, like, post BTS has gotten better. Like, some of them were, like, straight away, right after debuting, they were able to, like, earn money. Some of them, it might have taken, like, 2 years, but BTS, it was, like, a while. I can't remember what the date was. It was a while. It might have been around, like, Wings era or something. They weren't, like, physically seeing money. So, like, even still.
So, yeah, his final semester of college, he had some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang.
Woo. That's rough.
I imagine, too, like... like, I don't know how to phrase this, so, like, feel we can edit this as we want and tell me if I'm being, like, weird, but, like, I don't know, like, if Yoongi's making beats since, like, he was whatever age, and, like, Namjoon's in this crew since whatever age, Jin is recruited on the street by some guy that chases him down the street and then has to live this, like, really crazy, really stressful life, like, you would think that his parents might be like, are you sure? Are you super sure? Like, because if I was like, yeah, mom, this guy came up to me on the street and he wants me to be an idol, but, like, I'll keep going to college and I'm gonna, like, train and I'm gonna move into this dorm with, like, a bunch of other guys. Well, I guess in my scenario, I guess I'd be in a girl group. But, like, with all these other girls, it's gonna be really stressful. I'm never gonna sleep. I feel like my parents would be like, school must come first. Like, not to, like, expose them on the track or have them catching whatever, but I feel like they'd just be like, are you sure this is what you want to do?
No, that tracks with other stories from idols talking to their parents. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Like, I guess, I mean, every parent is gonna react how they're gonna react, but, like, if my kid had been like, I mean, I guess it was different because he was doing, like, theater and acting and stuff, so
yeah,
whatever. But, like, if my kid was, like, you know, making beats since they were 12 and they're like, I'm joining an idol group, I might be like, well, I did see that coming. Like,
exactly.
Versus, like, mom, some guy ran up to me on the street. I might be like, are you okay? Like, do I need to call someone?
Exactly. I mean, well, thank God that all of their parents stuck by them and they weren't like, no, nah, you gotta get out of my house with that nonsense or something, you know, ridiculous. You know how American parents will kick you out swiftly. Yeah, but we don't have to get into, like, our individualistic versus collectivism, right. Whatever. We don't need to get into that. But,
like, possibly even more so in a collectivist society. Like, if you're on a track and you're like, I want to try this thing out for funsies, people might be like, you're... What?
True. Let's see. Well, we know he graduated. 2017, you did just mention that. Well, if you were there, you watched his graduation on VLive, or you've gone back to watch it. It was a very proud moment watching him grow. And how sad that he couldn't attend in person.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Imagine that, too. I would be so mad. Like, I worked so hard for all these years doing all this stuff, and I'm out of the country on graduation, or I have a concert, like... Whatever, I don't remember what his obligation was, but I'd be so mad.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like when you're in school, like, you're doing all of that, one, to get a job, but also just so you can walk across that dang stage.
Right. I did two master's programs at the same time, and I won't go into, like, why or what. Do I even know why? But, I was, like, off schedule because of it. And, like, I literally came back in April, like, even though I had my diploma, just to, like, walk with everyone else. Yeah. It's like, I wanted to walk across that stage so bad, like you were saying.
And we also know, at this point, I'm assuming did they all graduate? I don't know if all of them did, but a few of them graduated with their master's degree from the Sinai University?
Yeah, I don't think all of them. Maybe it's changed. I haven't looked in a while.
This was, like, sometime during the pandemic era.
Yeah. They could have finished during the pandemic.
I want to say...
We can look. All six members except for JK as of 2022 have finished their master's degrees. It's now 2024, so that could have changed. That's also from Quora. Five members enrolled during the pandemic. The byline on KoreaBoo says educated intellectual kings. Five BTS members, RM, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, and V, have enrolled in an MBA program focused on advertising media. My capstone project is going to be modeling for Balenciaga for advertising. Yeah, they joined Jin as students at Hanyang Cyber. The five members will all be studying advertising media and join Jin, who enrolled in 2017. So Guy did not take a break. He finished undergrad and was like, on to the next. JK did not enroll in the program. Okay. I'm not offering commentary on this part. I'm just reading it since we're talking about it. Some people believe the BTS members are enrolling in postgraduate education in order to delay their military service, as one of the stipulations for a delay could be attending graduate school. Mm. Or used to include. However, the stipulation was removed in 2018 with the revised military law. An official from Big Hit clarified that the newly enrolled members were not enrolling due to military service reasons, but because they wanted to. Mm. Also, if it was removed in 2018 and they're enrolling in 2020, the math is not mathing, people. Anyway, this isn't about that. As we've come to know, they're all doing their service, so.
You think Jin still has all these, like, Mario plushies in his room?
So 180. He probably has like five different rooms, and one of the rooms is just like, and this is the Mario room. Open the door, and you're just like, oh. Yeah, I wonder, like, if it was so impressive that Jin's family had like a standalone house back when, like, are they still in that house? Yeah. Or is he like, don't worry, I got this.
Remember when I was...
We've talked about this before, but I imagine you can't live in a normal person house as a celeb. Like, you gotta have guards or something. True. But anyway, sorry, what were you gonna say?
I remember when I was like, there's like three versions of dude homes, and like one of them is like a stand, a stand, like collector's items type home. Like, this is what I meant. Jin's room. Straight Mario figurines.
Do 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 do. Yeah. He probably has some like ultra rare, like this Princess Peach figurine. They only made 20 of them, and like, no, you cannot touch it.
But apparently his mom was helping him buy these, because the caption of this photo says, "Mom sent this photo saying she didn't know if this was my hobby or her hobby." So they're in this together. That's cute.
That's really cute. That's super cute. That's like when you tell someone that you, like, I'm really into whatever right now. And if it's a food, they're going to make that food every day. Yeah. Or, like, if it's, like, I don't know, like, a sports team, they buy you little memorabilia. Not speaking from experience or anything, but, you know, like, going hard in something with your parents is cute. I don't think I knew, I think I knew and then I forgot, but it was like refreshing my memory that his uncle, speaking of his older family members, I guess was the connection, that his uncle owned that strawberry farm they all went to. So I was like thinking about that, and I was like, I always kind of wondered like how that came up as an activity they should do. Well, if your uncle owns a strawberry farm, why not go there? I think it was the same Quora post that was talking about their last names, but one of them was saying that Jin, like, sometimes has, like, an accent that pops out, like, Saturi, like, because of where his family's from, and, like, his grandparents and his, like, aunts and uncles, and I've literally, so, like, take it with a grain of salt, but I've literally never heard of anyone else talk about that. you always hear like about the Busan members or the Daegu members or even Hobie.
Excuse me. I thought it was specifically saying that he had like the Seoul accent because of where he was born. In the location
they did say that, but then they said like sometimes when he's like fired up you'll hear like hints of whatever from his grandparents. That article got long, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, they know every possible thing there is to know about Jin,
and it's like several from the same person, I'm assuming. So this is like some hardcore Jin person,
number one Jin stan reporting for duty. Yeah. I saw some of the articles were talking about like quirky things about Jin, or like traits he has. And the two, I was like trying to think, like, what do I think of when I immediately think about Jin? And what I was thinking of is like the dad jokes or this really like snarky personality, but then also the like worldwide handsome thing and the flying kisses specifically.
Yeah, we can get into that too. Favorite Jin things. Yeah, the flying kiss. I was literally thinking the other day like what I would give to hear Jin like specifically scream army and then like also do the flying kiss. Like I need that real bad in my life. I need it to be 2025 or 2026 whenever they go on tour again.
I don't know, he might like walk out of those army gates, like the actual army gates, and then he's like army moi and we all just collectively faint. Immediately, like my crops are flourishing, my skin is clear, whatever that old meme is.
So. There's some like compilation of like Jin habits and they've listed like Jin blinking hard and a lot, and I'm like, okay, I feel very valid like seeing this on this list because I have said that before and I felt like the ultimate creeper like specifically bringing that up, but I don't know why it's so adorable. Like I don't know why I noticed that either. It's the way he blinks, it makes no sense. Like say that out loud.
Slowly. Yeah, I was like, as you said that, I was like, we are down
bad. Well, like, slowly.
The way that man blinks.
Tell other people that and gauge their reactions. It's not normal.
They're going to be like, okay, that's nice. Like, in the same way that I was joking about the, like, are you really sure from your parents? Like, the friends are like, are you good? Like, do I need to call someone? Like, another one that I was laughing at from that compilation was the, like, never catch him, like, slipping. And I remember people talking about that back when Twitter was still the place to be. But, like, it would be, like, he sees a camera and suddenly he's, like, smoldering. Or, like, you know, like, no bad photos of Jin exist. I mean, I'm sure they do. But, like, imagine how much footage of them exists. Like, the proportion, like, must exactly. be low.
It's him, like, laughing pretty hard, and as soon as the camera's like on him, he immediately stops.
The blue steel from Zoolander, the like, yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. But yeah, the dad jokes, we need it back.
I never thought I would miss the dad jokes, but here I am being like, you know what's so sweet about this man? Tell me a joke that I won't laugh at. But my heart will still feel warm.
Exactly.
So.
Oh god. They also have him here very like not just his laugh, but like the single clap after
I mean his laugh itself is very distinctive. Very. The like squeaky one. Yeah.
Very.
I would hear that. That's my like JK7 moment where you're like dead in your casket, you hear the squeaky laugh and you're like, here I am. I saw the golden light, but I came back because I heard Jin's laughter.
They also talked about like his posture and him like sitting up like extremely straight. You could just see picked to the members and they're all like kind of slouching and Jin's back is just
you know, he had a parent that was like, I taught you better than
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like,
the person that comes around and just, like, grabs your shoulder blades.
Exactly.
I sat up straighter as you said that. The pandemic and work from home has absolutely ruined my posture. Not that it was good to begin with, but
what is that meme of like the like giant shrimp that's like sitting at a desk?
Correct. It's me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen, don't look at me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's bad. I just had something in my head. Him turning like absolutely red.
Yes. The ears as well.
Yes.
The ears are the giveaway if guy is feeling uncomfortable or like
especially nervous. When he's like trying to be like seductive or like gloat about himself, you can tell that it's like not something he's comfortable with because he's turning red. It's so cute.
The fact that he can still blush after like 10 plus years in the industry is just so like cute and endearing.
Exactly.
I was actually thinking, so not to circle back to the flying kiss thing, but it's relevant, I guess, in terms of like feeling awkward. That time he sent like a flying kiss to, was it Heechul of Super Junior? And they're just like on TV, and like Heechul's known for like, you know, being really like out there, like joking around with people, but like even he was flustered by the Kim Seokjin. Like,
same.
That's another Roman Empire moment where I'm like, imagine Jin like accidentally blows a kiss at you. Like, I'll still take it even as an accident. I'll be like, it's mine now.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Yeah. But I think he was a little embarrassed after that because that's a funny moment that lives in my head. That was the connection there, the like turning red embarrassment. He was like, oh, I'm just used to doing this.
Yeah. I miss his chaotic ways. Oh, God.
I know we keep it PG-13 here at Girls With Fun, but all I'll say is just, like, thinking of his only scandal. That's all I'll say. Yeah, just laugh on the track. Like, even his scandals are, like, not that big of a deal. That big of a deal.
And there was never an explanation either.
Not
that
really.
It just lives on.
I think Kai was like, oh, it was a gift.
Exactly.
Question for you. In 2023, do you think Kai would comment at all? I feel like they'd just be like, what do you want?
It would just be no comment.
Be like, go touch grass. Like, go outside. I, to this day, am in awe of the army that even spotted that, because the level of zoom that you have to use to, like, because there's all this stuff behind him. I don't know if it's, like, in a plastic box, if it was just, like, their original dorm. Like, how do people even see that?
Exactly.
I black out and I'm just staring at the member. I'm not like, what's on the wall behind them, you know?
Oh, no, exactly. I've talked about this before. Like, you cannot slip up. You can't be an idol and just post anything. In your pictures, like, people are gonna zoom in. They're gonna zoom in on your zits. They're gonna zoom in on your bald spot.
The reflection.
They're gonna zoom in on that piece of spinach in between your teeth. And they're gonna zoom in on the things you have on the floor next to you. Like, in Jin's case, like,
what's the reflection in the mirror, the window behind you? Can they see something in your glasses? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Jin, never change. Legend has it that mystery package lives on at the dorm somewhere.
Like, so I'm like, what is it going to be like when he's in charge and it's just...
I often think about that. Like, when it's just... I always say army left unattended with Jin. Like, I guess Jin is technically, like... in charge, but like not really. Like, making chaos right there with
us. I'm really looking forward to hearing what his full album will sound like now that we've got like a taste of all of the other members.
Is it for sure confirmed that he's doing one? Was there like an announcement, or are we just assuming? I'm curious. Assuming.
I don't think there was an announcement. I mean, you see those like leaks of like what we'll get in like quarter 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever of like 2024. Not that you believe them per se, but I'm assuming we will get something, right?
Because I was just going to say, if he's changed his mind about wanting to act, like when everyone else is still in the service, that could be a great time to do that.
And he did say before he left, I want to say it was on that dinner, that his solo album wouldn't come out until he returned, if I'm correct.
I do vaguely recall that. He did say that. Yeah.
So I'm imagining he has something. Something done, maybe even just a few tracks, one or two, and maybe he'll complete it upon his return. Maybe he's got it locked and loaded, so as soon as he gets back, he can just release it. I don't know.
That'd be crazy. Like, Jin returns June 12th, 2024. Yeah. Also, Jin releases full-length album June 13th, 2024.
The thing about Jin is he'll make it seem like he's just sitting in the house playing video games, and he's not. Because we weren't expecting the astronaut to come out. Like, he had that in the tuck, so... He could have, like, a 15-track album ready to go. I don't know. I can't predict what Jin does.
No. Me neither, that's for sure. Another Jin... Well, people already know this if they... But speaking of Jin being unpredictable... My other Jin, like Roman Empire, is him like hitting that punching bag in the soup and also playing piano first thing in the morning. So like all this just to reinforce that like I never know what that guy's gonna do next. Like he's baffling to me. I love him, but he's a complete enigma. Exactly. Yeah. It's gonna be either like a 3 or 4 track mini album, or he'll be like, it actually contains 3 CDs and a special like photo book because they all couldn't fit on one disc, you know? Yeah.
Well, speaking of music, any thoughts on your favorite Jin tracks that we've received so far?
That's tricky. That's very tricky. I was going to say Moon because that's like my go-to, and it still may be the case, but I was like listening to Abyss today while I was driving around, and I was like, why is this track so good? Like, I was getting mad just in my car, so it's got to be one of those two. But yeah, how about you?
I think Awake will like forever be my favorite Jin track. It's just so good. I've said it 1,001 times, but yeah, I feel like they had like a few of the members like kind of in like the vocal dungeon for a while. And so it was like really refreshing to get to hear his abilities. His vocal abilities on that track.
Yeah. Yeah, because Wings was the first time they all had, like, solo track. I mean, there were, like, you know, I almost said Boot Camp. There were Not Garage Band. What's the word? SoundCloud. There were SoundCloud releases. I'm, like, scared for my mental well-being these days. Anyway, there were SoundCloud releases, but Wings, I think, was, like, the first official solo tracks, yeah, right?
Exactly. I don't know. I just feel like Supertuna was iconic.
The whole, like, I mean, the song itself is, like, fun and silly, but the whole, like, experience with that song just, like, encapsulates Jin's energy, where he was like, no, stop streaming this. It was a joke. I take it back. Like, what are you doing? Like, you gave us this. We're going to stream the absolute crap out of it. Like,
exactly.
And this, like, silly choreo dance. Like, what did you expect?
Exactly. I remember seeing, like, teachers having their kids do it in class. Like, I don't know. It was just...
a moment.
Yeah. It was everything.
Imagine that, like, some young people's... I sound, like, 9,000 years old. But some young people's, like, core memory will be, like, remember that time in Mrs. K's class when we all had to dance the Super Tuna? Like, that generation's really winning.
Exactly. Remember Jin Cult?
Oh my goodness. What's like the origin story behind Jin Cult? Like, really? Truly?
I think that was like an April Fool's joke, I think.
That was another thing we just like took and absolutely ran with.
I think we were like pranking them for April Fool's Day, if I remember correctly. And this was on Twitter. And everyone like changed their icons and headers.
There was a period where I had no idea who I was even interacting with because everyone's image was just that like glasses gin icon, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen us do that in a while.
I thought Hobie started it for some reason, or maybe Jin himself, but did they change their profile, like, for April Fool's? I could be misremembering.
I want to say they changed it because we had it. I want to say it was. Maybe it was the other way around. It could have been that they had, like, the picture. It could have been that they had the picture up, and then we all, like, followed suit. I cannot recall how it exactly went down. I just remember the entire timeline being one singular picture of Jin.
At no time are you certain who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would do April Fool's pranks often.
Yeah.
When, you know, Twitter was a thing and they were on it.
Sad.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Those were the days. Back in my day, we had Twitter, and not only did we have Twitter, we had the Bangtan members and Twitter all in one place.
Exactly. Sad.
Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, as they say. So. Speaking of cults, do you remember, well, Jin cult specifically, the only cult I'm interested in is Jin cult, but do you remember when there was that internet trend where people were like pretending to be locals? It was like the most confusing trend, and I don't know like why it took off, but it was just people like, I don't even know what the purpose was, but just, like, pretending to be someone who had, like, never seen BTS before, and then, like, just commenting random things, and they would pick, like, random, I don't know, a better word, just, like, really random, bland-looking people, right?
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Do you remember this that at all?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. It didn't last that long, and I mean, Jin cult was, like, everywhere, but it was, like, a pretty significant portion of people, and I don't know if it was part of the, like, trolling the manga people or, like, what was motivating it, but, like, it was, like, people's profiles were, like, who are these seven young men, you know, or, like, but, like, en masse scale, and I was, like, I don't know what's happening here, like.
Exactly.
Why are we pretending to not know them? I can't even joke about that.
Do you think Jin has to ask, do you know BTS, to people anymore?
I'm sure he still does. Does he have to? No. Actually, that would be a hilarious comedy shtick. SNL Korea, like, here's your idea for a skit. Have Jin go around being like, I'm Jin, do you know BTS? And, like, everyone has to keep a straight face and be like, I've never heard of them. What do you mean? And just see how long you can keep it going. Or someone like, I have heard of that behind the scenes, right? It's when you share videos, like, you know, from your whatever, like, outtakes.
What was that thing he did where he was making the alcohol with that one famous chef in Korea? And, like, he was going around talking to the older ladies in the grocery store and they didn't know who he was, but they definitely knew who the chef was.
Yes, I do recall that.
Yeah, we were kind of gagged.
I mean, I can't relate, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of those things you just know BTS as a whole, but not so much like each individual member.
I often wonder that driving around, like, I have a BTS sticker on my car and I'm like, do the locals know? Do they know what this is? Like, I was behind a car. It was a Hyundai Palisade today and it had like a US Army like logo on it. And I was like, is this an army? And I was like, it's the wrong army. It's the wrong army. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how much, like, the average person knows because, like, I'm in too deep to have any kind of, like, objectivity. I assume it's one of those things where if you're like, oh, I don't know Rihanna, but, like, I know her song. Like, are they the same level? I don't know. Like,
exactly.
I feel like times. People have to know. I'll live in my ignorant bliss. What were you gonna say? A few times.
I want to say that they do, but I think that could be just us being like, well, not even chronically online, just being chronically in love with BTS, so we just assume everybody has to know.
But like, okay, I couldn't tell you, well, that maybe this is a bad example because it's like kind of adjacent. I couldn't tell you a single member of NCT's name. I get confused about which group certain people are in, right? Is Felix in Stray Kids? He's the one I always get confused.
But I wouldn't expect, locals to know as much about NCT or Stray Kids as I would expect them to know about BTS. I mean, they are definitely pumping Stray Kids like super hard these days, so like maybe, but I don't know. I just feel like BTS has been on American television screen since what, at least 2017? So like,
yeah.
2017, 2018. So like at this point, like what's your excuse?
Well, and even so, like with Dynamite existing, like even if someone's like, oh yeah, BTS, Dynamite, like if you know that much, good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm imagining at the very least they probably like, if you played Dynamite, they'd be like, oh, I heard that in a commercial, but maybe they don't know that it's BTS, that kind of thing. The universe wants us to end this episode, so okay. Yeah, that was our Jin episode. I did really enjoy talking about Jin. I'm looking forward to him returning.
Yeah,
very, very soon.
It'll be here before we know it. Every day, look at my countdown timer, and we're in like the 120s now. I think like he'll be back soon.
January went by so fast. It was scary.
Like, it's yeah. Actually scary. Yeah.
But yeah, share with us your favorite things about Jin, favorite song, you know, favorite Jin things, anything about Jin's history we should have mentioned.
Yeah, and anything you want to fact check as well.
Exactly.
I feel like it's going to get harder and harder. Like, as I said before, like, and you said it too, we have a lot about Namjoon. We have some stuff about Yoongi, a little bit about Hobie, but I think with the other members, it's going to be tough.
Right.
So, but it was fun. I mean, hey, less info, more vibes.
We did it. All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls Was Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.